Hello there, my babe. Welcome back. Whether you're watching on the YouTube channel or you're listening in on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, all the things, okay? In this video, I'm going to be answering a question that I got in my Divinely Compensated course, which for those of you that don't know, the Divinely Compensated course is essentially like the step-by-step process I use to launch my online business, as well as like the inner work, the little mindset shifts you have to make along the way in order to be able to put yourself out there. Now, the question that I got from one of the members was, how do we know if we have to create a personal brand or a business brand? Like, how involved is your personality in the process of like building a business brand online? So there's no right or wrong way to do this. I'm just gonna give you some of the insights that I have from my own personal experience. She basically wanted to know if she needed to have like one social media account for all her different hobbies and interests and then sell from there, or if she should have like a specific Instagram account for each specific thing. And when it comes to this, like, you need to do what's simplest to you. So if you think about it like this, like, you're not gonna want to start your business and then have to run like 5 or 6 different accounts. In the beginning, you wanna focus on one thing. And it's not because you can't multitask or you can't have multiple hobbies. Yes, you can. But in order for you to figure out how launching a business can be for you, like, in order for you to experiment with that online branding and all that stuff and figure out what works, you have to focus on one thing first. Then once that one thing has gotten some sort of traction, you feel like it doesn't require as much close attention, then you can start launching your other things. But when it comes down to whether or not you should have a personal brand versus a business brand, it's pretty simple, and this is the way that I explained it to her over email. So when you have a personal brand, you are what people are buying. Let me explain. So people want to buy your products or services because they trust you as a human being. So when you're launching a personal brand, yes, you're still selling products. You still have offers. Maybe you're doing coaching. Maybe you're selling like handmade products and services. Maybe you're selling like on-demand content or whatever it may be that you're offering. People are going to buy it because they like you, because they want to be your friend, because they want to hear your advice, because they relate to you, because they want to be like you. Something about you and your personality resonates with them enough to where they're going to want whatever it is that you're selling. This does not mean that your product doesn't have to be good. You still have to have value. You still have to provide equal exchange. You can't overcharge just because it's you. Of course, as you build your business and as you see how the market responds, you can adjust the prices. Maybe you can raise the prices, maybe you can lower the prices because you've scaled the business to a point where you're selling so much that you don't need to charge as much. I mean, not a lot of people lower their prices, but you get what I'm saying. You have flexibility there, but you want to make sure that whatever products you're selling, it's valuable to the consumer, right? But the main reason that they're going to want to buy it, it's not just because of the product, it's mainly because they trust you or they like you. So in terms of launching a personal brand and having that kind of sales strategy, you need to be very comfortable being vulnerable, being authentic, putting your voice out there and showing your true character. So it doesn't mean that you have to like post on your story 30 times a day, or like, there's no exact formula as to how much or how personal you need to get. But the key is you have to show yourself a little bit, right? You have to give people a reason to trust you, a reason to like you. In order for them to like you and trust you, they have to know you. So you have to put yourself out there. Now, when it comes to launching a pure business brand, the customers don't necessarily care about you as much. Maybe they know who the founder is and, you know, you're still there. It's not like you're not there, But the brand, the Instagram, the socials, the content is purely about the product. You're not really giving as much information about yourself. People don't really care that much, right? They're going to buy the product for a different reason. They're going to buy that product or service because it's cheaper than the average product or service, because it provides some kind of crazy outcome that other products and services don't provide, because they like the aesthetic of the product, they like the features of the product. It has some kind of competitive advantage that will make them buy that product over something else, somewhere else. But it's not as much to do with you as the creator, it's more to do with the product itself. So your content strategy is going to look a little bit differently. This is why you really want to figure out what it is that you want to post about and what it is that you enjoy creating content about. If you're doing a personal brand, it's going to be a lot of you, and you will still post about your product. Don't get me wrong. You're still going to be selling just like how you would in a normal business brand. It's just, you're going to have a different like angle to it. It's going to be like, oh, let me show you what, how my life is, how I get to enjoy this, or the way I use the product and service, how it's benefited me. And like, you're showing that to the consumer and they're like, oh, I like her voice, I like his voice, I like what they're talking about, I like the way they live their life, I want to get this product because I want to have that outcome similarly. When it comes to a business brand, you're going to do a lot more probably influencer marketing, you're going to be working with other creators. It's going to be more of like, look how many people this product can help, okay? So it's gonna be based more off the product, same thing with the branding strategy. So your posts are gonna be more about the product, more about testimonials, more about behind the scenes creating the product, different results of the product, different ways to use the product. Depending on what it is, obviously, whether it's a product or service, whether it's physical or digital, you're gonna have your own specific content strategy, which I do go over in the Divinely Compensated course. So if you're in there, you already have like all the tools. I just wanted to come on here and talk about deciding whether or not you want to create a personal brand to launch your products, or you want to create a business brand to launch your products. It's pretty straightforward. A personal brand is more personal. It's more about you. That's where we get into like influencer marketing and user-generated content and people buying things because they like you, they trust you. If you are not comfortable posting yourself, you want to have more of like a faceless account, a faceless brand, then I would suggest focusing on the product and the service and then optimizing that, figuring out what your competitive advantage is and creating your content strategy around that. There is no right or wrong way. There's no better or worse way to do this. You just have to ask yourself, do you want to be the face of the product, or do you kind of just want to tap out and let the product sell itself? Again, this does not affect the amount of effort you're going to put in. So just because you have a business brand doesn't mean you're not going to have to show up online every day and post. You're just going to be posting from a different point of view, right? So you're still going to be doing the same amount of work either way. It's just a matter of preference, and it's just a matter of, why are you creating this product? Is there something that you want to do to the world? Like, is there some kind of impact you want to have? Do you personally want to gain some kind of fame or status? Like, what is this about for you? It's okay to want to also establish an online presence for yourself. That's okay too. But decide that, make the decision, and that'll make it a lot easier for you to create a content strategy that actually does what you want it to do and sells what you're trying to sell. Now, in terms of wanting to launch a personal brand and not knowing where to start, because maybe you have different hobbies that you like doing and you're kind of like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, how can I combine the two? Start trying, experimenting a little bit. Obviously, the way I teach it in the Divinely Compensated course is, first you're going to create your offer, because once you have your offer, then from there you'll kind of create a content strategy around that, which I explain how you would create your offer, etc., etc. You already know. But in order to know what kind of offer you want to create, you have to know what industry you're in. So in terms of having multiple hobbies and multiple interests, I would start off with what you have the most experience with, what comes the easiest to you, and what excites you the most. So find that thing that right now, with your current qualifications, your current knowledge, your current resources, your current finances, you can do it, you can create it. There's probably projects that you have or hobbies that you have that you're a little bit newer at, maybe you're not super experienced, maybe they really excite you, but it's not a right now thing. And that's okay. You will be able to kind of establish more and more businesses along the way. I mean, look at Kim Kardashian, right? Like, she's come out with so many different brands, all based off like her personal brand. Even though like all her brands have their own unique personality, chances are you looked the brand up because she launched it, right? If it were just some random person launching it, it probably wouldn't have that initial like buzz to it. So she didn't launch everything at once, right? She started with one thing, made sure it was successful, moved over here, moved over there, and slowly but surely now she's like expanding more and more. So use that as an example of like a very strong personal brand. She's still selling, just like a business brand. Each business and each product and service has its own branding, has its own personality, but she's selling it from her personal brand. She's using her credibility as a celebrity, as a creator, as an entertainer, as a businesswoman to launch things and to direct people to her sales page, to direct people to the business. It's not like she ghosted and anonymously created whatever brand and then didn't associate with it publicly, right? That's kind of like the main difference there. It's all about how you are funneling in customers. Are they funneling from your personality? Are they funneling from who you are as a person, or are they funneling from the brand itself and the products themselves? What does the customer see first? They see you or they see the product? That's basically what it comes down to. What you want the customer to notice first. Do you want them to first notice who you are, your message, your voice, or do you want them first to notice, oh, this new product, this new candle brand, this new skincare brand, this new yoga course, this new thing, right? Ask yourself what you want them to notice first and what your intention is for it. In terms of funneling customers, I talk about this in the full course. This is just the video for YouTube, so I don't want to go and give away all the tea that I spill in the course. But in terms of funneling customers, basically just pick one social media platform first. If you're trying to build a community, Instagram is great. If you're trying to put out as much high value content, YouTube is great. There's so many other social media platforms and so many ways to monetize online. You need to do that research, but pick a social media platform that works for you. Create a specific content strategy for that platform once you've already established what your offer is. Once you've already created your offer, it will become so much more clear to create that social media presence. But if you're trying to launch an online brand and you don't have anything in your mind that you're ready to sell, it's kind of like confusing, and you're gonna have to rebrand a couple of times. And there's nothing wrong with rebranding. I have done it so many times, because if you've been following me for a while, you know, like, I love experimenting, I love switching it up, and oftentimes I just go for it. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Let me rebrand, let me take it back, you know, let me shift the perspective, shift the narrative a little bit. But learn from my mistakes, have your offer ready first, or at least a concept of what you're gonna do, maybe some kind of outline written on a piece of paper, and then from there you create the content strategy, and then you start your social media platform, wherever it is that you wanna start. Once you're funneling in customers, you're posting consistently and bringing in new eyes onto your brand, then you need to have some sort of way to direct the customer to buy whatever it is that you're selling. So maybe that's like a free offer that then leads them to a paid offer. Maybe it's just the product. They just link to your website, to your sales page, whatever it may be. That's up for you to decide. Another thing to keep in mind when you're doing a personal brand versus a pure business brand is that when you have a personal brand, you're a little bit more open to collaborations and affiliations. So if you do want to earn money from selling other people's products, like from affiliate links or by becoming an influencer or becoming a content creator, then starting off with a personal brand and then maybe creating your own little sub business brands on the side as you go, that may be your best bet. So again, it really all comes down to what you want to get from this and what your intention is and how much in the public eye do you want to be, okay? Because think about it like this. You are starting a business because you are planning on that business being successful. Do you want to be that person that is the face of the business, or do you kind of want to have more privacy and have the business kind of run itself and be able to take a step away from that, right? Because if you're selling from a personal brand, then people are relying on seeing you every day in order to buy whatever it is that you're selling. Of course, as shown in the example, like if you look at Kim Kardashian, she is not the complete face of some of her brands. Like, she's done it in a way where, yes, she is the creator, and yes, you clearly know she is the face of it. She's still done a really good job of like making it its own separate entity. So even if she doesn't feel like showing up, she could still find a way to have that content strategy working for her and not have to be the face of it anymore. So make sure that you're planning for what you want now and still leaving some room in case your desires change. Because maybe right now you want to be the face of the business, you want to be all up in it, but maybe in 10 years you're going to want to transition out. Maybe in 5 years you're going to want to transition out. Leave yourself some room to change and shift as you go. And so with that being said, of course, if you want to sign up for the full Divinely Compensated course, where I go into like every aspect of launching your online brand and your online business, it's all linked in the description below, as well as my other resources. But with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. Love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.